welcome to a special episode of We the People. 90% of India has now voted in the 2019 elections. Only one phase is left in this mammoth seven-phase election, as 59 constituencies in seven states went to the polls today in the sixth and the penultimate phase. Now, in this last stretch of the Lok Sabha polls, Prime Minister Narendra Modi continues to court controversy over his references to the armed forces. Now, at an election rally in UP's Kushinagar, he's hit out at critics saying that will my jawans ask the election commission before firing a bullet? And in a television interview this weekend, the Prime Minister claimed that his inputs helped the Indian Air Force execute the Balakot strikes, as he had advised the Indian Air Force to use clouds as a shield against Pakistani radars to prevent them from detecting Indian fighter jets during the Balakot strike. And we're asking tonight, can elections be won by politicizing army actions? And if so, at what cost? Well, we have in studio on We the People tonight, we have Mamata Kale, leader of the BJP. We have Jaiveer Shergill, a leader with the Congress, also spokesperson, national spokesperson for the Congress there. And we have a Commodore Ranjit Roy, retired Commodore Ranjit Roy. He is director, former director of Naval Intelligence and Operations. Mamata, I want to start with you because, you know, the EC has barred the use of the armed forces in the campaign. This was before the election started. There have been complaints made against the EC, against the UP Chief Minister Adityanath, against the BJP party chief, but it doesn't seem to end. And now it's going as far as the PM himself saying this.
As far as we are talking about election commission, right? Yes. At the moment, I really wonder as to what do with what authority and what phase Congress talks about election commission being biased or favoring Bharatiya Janata Party. This is the same election commission who had barred few BJP leaders also from campaigning. This is the same election commission, Sara, who had given clean chit to Rahul Gandhi on saying that when he accused our national president, Shri Amit Shah ji, as a murder accused.
Sure. So you're saying in this case, these comments made about the armed forces by Mr. Adityanath, by Mr. Amit Shah, the EC hasn't really taken them to task. They've just wrapped them on the knuckles.
No, They have not done it. They have taken everything in consideration, and whatever decision election commission takes, they get the report from the RO, and based on that, they give the clean chit to whoever they wish they give.
It is
a constitutional body which works independently. This doesn't come under BJP. That, you know, people would say that,
yes,
this is,
it is a constitutional body that doesn't come under the BJP. This constitutional body says that the armed forces should not be used on the campaign trail, and so, this is not lower members of the BJP or spokespersons or a candidate. It is the Prime Minister who has today said, should the my jawans be asking the EC for permission before they shoot?
Sara, did he ask the voters to vote and did he say that did he use this whole thing to vote for him, for vote for BJP? No, it was a simple straight comment which he made.
That was
as a person also, when we all talk about our services, our forces, don't we talk like this? Our service, our armed people, our fighter pilot was ejected in Pakistan. So we all talk like this. So he did not ask for vote. It was not a vote politics where, you know, itna hue and cry is being made out of nothing. So why do we have to read between the lines and make
Jaiveer,
a non-issue an issue?
Okay, this is a non-issue. You're trying to make it an issue. There is a loophole clearly, and the BJP has they've been smart to exploit that loophole. The EC can't really say anything because, as Mamata's pointing out, the Prime Minister is not saying vote for this, but he is saying, should my jawans, just as Mr. Adityanath said, Modi ji ki sena.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. There is a saying in Hindi, doobte ko tinke ka sahara. Today, BJP campaign is fumbling, crumbling, tumbling, and hence the Prime Minister is clutching onto the straws, whatever he can hold on. Number two, BJP has a very dubious, notorious, and a checkered track record of politicization of army. I am sorry. The Prime Minister is guilty of polluting the pure apolitical nature of the Indian Army. Today, some leader, some Nukkad Sabha leader has not made a remark. Remark is, ab jawan election commission ko poochenge. Election commission, a body established under the purview of the Constitution of India by Article 324. Prime Minister has given a clear signal, it is my way or the highway. Mere saamne sar jhukao, nahi to sar katwao. Number three, the Prime Minister doesn't believe in Supreme Court. The Prime Minister doesn't believe in Election Commission. The Prime Minister does not believe in RBI. The Prime Minister doesn't believe in CVC. The Prime Minister doesn't believe in our RTI authority. The Prime Minister only believes in the concept of RSS in Nagpur. That is why they say if by God forbid they win this election, it is the end of democracy. Number two point, Madam, with due respect, his wording was, aap vote daliye Pulwama ke us shaheed ke liye, aur aap vote daliye us sena ke jo bala kod jaake, I have the transcript with me, in front of me, and I can quote it verbatim. Today, if you are real nationalist, if you are a real Rashtravadi, as you call it, then be ready to ask tough questions and answer tough questions. If you want to hear claps of the crowd for Balakot, also explain it to them. Why is there a 400% rise in security forces casualty? Also explain it to them why the Martyrs kids' education was scrapped and after media made a hue and cry. Also explain it to them why are they fielding Pragya Thakur, who calls Hemant Kare a Deshdrohi. This is a true Kaliyug, where a bomb terror accused is giving a certificate of nationalism to Mr. Hemant Kare. Also, I want to ask, lastly, he wants to talk about army. Okay, let's have it his way. Sir is sitting with me, young voters, first time. In the history of independent India after 1962, we have the lowest defense budget in this country. There was a Gadchiroli mouse attack, the Nexal attack. I have a parliamentary committee report dated 31st March 2018, which tabled that the government is not releasing funds for ammunition, the vehicle which protects them from IED. So is the soldier... only you want to use his blood when you seek votes and you give him a stepley treatment when he wants to ask his right? You, Modi ji, meri sena hai, the late Mohan Parikar, God bless his soul. You know what he said? Main Hanuman hu. Aur army ko apni taakat ke baare aise pata laga jab Hanuman ji Sita Maiya ko bachane gaye the wo. Is these are army's color? Army's color, uniform color is not Kamal ka phool. They serve under Tiranga, and Mr. Modi, she should remember that.
Commodore, I'll just come to you. I'm going to give Mamta a chance to respond. Mamta, but just respond, you know, to the fact that 2 days ago, the BJP chief, Amit Shah, at a rally did say, don't vote for the candidate based on development, vote on national issues.
Now, firstly, I would like to address few issues raised by my dear friend. These, Congress is talking about institutes. They are talking about insulting Supreme Court. Wow, I need to clap. The people here don't have to clap. I need to clap for them. You know why? Because the great Rahul Gandhi, the president of the Congress party, misquoted the Supreme Court by saying that, by calling names to the present Prime Minister. He actually says whatever he feels like to any institute, left, right and center, and he believes that, you know, he will be given a free hand. Freedom of speech, he believes in. Okay. That's what he says. Number one. Number two.
That's in response to Javi.
They are talking
can you
about,
respond now
they
are to the chief Amit Shah saying don't vote based on development, vote
armed forces.
For nationalism.
This is the same Congress, Sarah. This is the same Congress who had promised Europe and under the budget of 10,000 crore, 10,000 crore. How much did they sanction? 500 crore. This is what Congress has done. And you are talking about respect? Now I come to the war memorial. Who made the war memorial today? You are talking about the blood of Faujis. Blood of Faujis. The armed forces were dying for this nation since 70, since God knows since when. No congressmen had the audacity and guts to build that war memorial. You know what did Congress say? Congress party happily said, वॉर मेमोरियल नहीं बनेगा क्योंकि यहां पर जो है इसकी सुंदरता खराब हो जाएगी ये उनका ये आप इज्जत okay. करते हो वॉरियर्स
ममता लास्ट चांस
मार्टियर्स की एंड दिस इज द रिस्पेक्ट यू हैव फॉर मार्टियर्स एंड देन आई टॉक अबाउट दीज पीपल आर सेइंग बीइंग ऑफ डिसरिस्पेक्टिंग सर्विसेज आईएनएस विराट एक्चुअली क्या हॉलीडे मनाने की शिप है आईएनएस विराट इज बाय द वे माय डियर फ्रेंड्स इज अ वॉरशिप इट इज अ वॉरशिप You have the Prime Minister of India on that. You have Dharampatni of Prime Minister. You have Putra of Prime Minister. You have Putri of Prime Minister. And as forget all of that. You have the Sasural Paksh. The whole Italian
gang on INS Viraj.
Mamta, one second. We can't hear anyone. I would like to go across to Commodore Ranjit Roy. Mamta, please, we cannot hear you at all. Mamta, I'm going to cut off your mic.
Programs for them?
Mamta,
these are the true colors of Congress.
Mamta, we've had many personnel of Army Chiefs and Navy Chiefs talk about this.
Do not support the wrong people.
Mamta, you have not answered my question. You've not answered my question. I've given you time to speak, but my question was about Amit Shah actually coming out and saying, don't vote for development, vote for national issues. This is very different from 2014 when the BJP and Prime Minister Modi were asking for votes based on development. No mention of development, but I want to go across to Commodore Roy because he's been the director of the Naval Intelligence, Naval Operations at that time, and now this whole controversial visit of the Prime Minister on that INS Viraj, just as we've seen Akshay Kumar, a Canadian national, also pictures of him being felicitated on Indian, you know, naval equipment and ships. But Commodore Roy, we started off with Jaiveer saying that desperate times call for desperate measures. But at what cost? Because at first you've had divisions within the army over the PM statements about the strikes. You have some army chiefs who've come out for, some who've come out against. Now the Navy has also been involved. So it's all spheres of the armed forces that are getting affected.
Wonderful. I think I'll be apolitical. Because I've served the country, I've looked after you, and the armed forces should not, as a principle, have entered this fight. But you rightly said, desperate times require desperate measures. It's like a boxing ring I have seen in this election with no holds barred. Even just now, this wonderful lady is talking about an aircraft carrier as a private ship. A minister said it's a holiday ship. I've served on Vikrant, not Virat. Today, my men and officers of that ship will be ashamed that somebody said it's a hospital ship. 24 hours, 1,200 people live. Meals are given. So let me tell you what it's all about. The Prime Minister of India is actually the Commander-in-Chief. He, by Article 54 and the Cabinet, is the Commander-in-Chief. He gave the order for Balakot. The President of India is a nomenclature. Every Commander-in-Chief, commanding a station, commanding a command, Chief of Naval Staff, Air Staff, and the Air Force, and the Defence Minister are entitled to fly in a service plane. And they're allowed to take their wife with them. So therefore, when you fly in a plane and go, you have to fly from a base. Unfortunately, Virat is a base. Palam Airport, where Air Force officers take off from the PM and VIPs and the commanders and chiefs and their wives. It's a base. They had to go in a seeking. So therefore, when they took off from a seeking, they took off as if they had taken off. Because to go to that island, this is 28, 30 years ago. Some of you were not born then. The situation was very different. We did not have internet. We didn't have connectivity. What is all life about? Connectivity, which Gadkari Saab, I admire him, he's talking with it. So therefore, I feel this is a boxing match, but no rules have been kept. Obscene language. I agree with whoever it is, all of you, that you can't bring the armed forces. We are your last resort for defense.
Commodore, I want to ask you, you know, the debate here, and I don't want to get into the debate about whether the PM was factually right or wrong, about whether military resources, military assets were misused, were, misappropriated by political parties, as we've seen many times in the past, that may happen or may not have happened. My question to you is, yes, it's important that this be brought up to the notice of the public. Yes, it's important that the media focus on this issue so misappropriation ends. But at what cost? Because if you have a divided Navy, if you have a divided politicized army and military, you know, that's a nightmare for any military leader. And so it really exposes and weakens the country.
Well, I think I can explain to you a little more because I read a big interview in Indian Express today. It's very heartening. Having brought this first issue where one party began to accuse the other party, they aapne bol diya Modi ji ki army. That was the spark that started everything. And that is why I'm probably here. But you know what he has said in Hindi today in the translation? Kehte hain ki ek baat nikli to dur tak jaati hai. It is translated into English and Indian Express has agreed almost, he's almost agreed what has happened, that when a talk starts, koi baat shuru hui, you never know where it will end. Therefore, unfortunately, a spark was given. And you know, a spark can make a fire. That fire has started and you've got this debate today. Mm. It's very unfortunate. Even when we are boxing, we don't hit below the belt. We don't use obscene language. But when somebody begins to use my armed force, I think it was not cricket. But I think in a small way, it has been admitted. But we'll have to bear this because this election is one, I'm very old now, this election is one of the hardest fought. Why? I'm giving you as an analyst. Last time somebody swept away everything. So the underdogs, whoever they are fighting for survival. How many deaths we have? Somebody told me this time there are 68 deaths. I'm telling you, this is something this country will have to analyze. You can't go to obscene limits. And finally, I certainly agree that you should not bring in the armed forces. This country is one glue that the Indian Army has kept together. You would have lost every part of it. And 71, we give you Bangladesh. So whatever both parties say, I'm apolitical. So
politics both is a dirty game, but this time it's gotten very dirty and there are no rules that really needs to be taken care of. Mamta, you know, Commodore here saying there's a spark. My question is, you know, the spark is coming from none other than the PM. Will you comment on the interview that he's given this weekend where he claims that his inputs helped the Indian Air Force execute the Balakot strikes, where he advised the Indian Air Force to use clouds as a shield to prevent Pakistani radar from detecting Indian fighter jets during the Balakot airstrikes. Now, that tweet has been taken down from the BJP official site.
Okay. So now I'll definitely answer this. See, Sara, we need to understand as to what was his essence. What was the essence of this whole thing? What was he trying to say? All he meant was that I wanted the Balakot strike go through the same day without actually delaying it.
Why the
so
same
that
day?
Was that was his Election that was his aim. Corner. That was his aim that I didn't want. I wanted to teach a lesson to Pakistan who killed my 42 Jawans when we had decided. So they said, no, I never wanted to beat weather, beat cloudy weather, beat whatever. I wanted the strike to go through as planned. So that was the matter. That was the subject. So we need to understand as to what was he trying to say. Secondly, I just want to say talk about INS Virat in this. You know, whenever we have any civilian on board, on any service aircraft or service warship, you need to have permission from Ministry of Defense.
Correct.
All right. So for Prime Minister, okay, he doesn't need. But for the family and the rest of the people, I'm sure Defense Ministry would have given the permission. And today we shouldn't be actually asking the retired naval chiefs as to how did they come, why did they come, are you sure who all had come.
Who
we need to ask the then DefSec, Defense Secretaries and the Defense Minister of that time as to how that permission was given
but
for the foreign nationals
power, you can
and
pull
for
it
the
out.
Kids. To go on board.
No, but you're the government in power. You can look it up the records of the Defense Ministry.
No. This is for the media. You know, this is media. Media is doing the trials.
You
made
the claim.
Media is doing the trials. You all are doing the trials.
No,
you are saying that why did this should not happen.
The PM has made the claim.
Why don't you ask the right question to the right people? Why bring in these people?
And these are former Navy chiefs.
I know. I understand that. I'm only talking about the permission given to these civilians and foreign nationals. Army service chiefs cannot give them permission to come on board, by the way. The permission has to come from the Defense Ministry. So we need to actually ask the Defense Secretary or the then Defense Minister as to how did
and
they allow
think,
these people
the
to come
has
on the
made these
INS
charges, the BJP
I mean,
must, if
was,
you could prove your
game,
case, you should surely be able to pull this out
a,
and see whether the permissions were given,
that time.
Who gave the order, who didn't give the order. But yes. Please respond to the PM's interview about advising the Indian Air Force about when they should go ahead with the strikes and the timing of that, because the elections were just around the corner.
See, it was... As a Prime Minister, you have to show the political will. This was his political will. Tell
political
me
political will or military advice, Commodore. Political will.
No. Okay. This was
Okay, wait, Commander, 1 second, okay, and then Javed. Sure. She's saying you have to show political will to go ahead with the strikes. Is there a difference, political will and military advice? Who takes that decision finally?
Well, the Prime Minister is in an exalted position because in India we don't have a CDS. Mm-hmm. There is a National Security Advisor, and as I said earlier, the chiefs and more recently the National Security Advisor is also allowed to fly in a VIP plane. We have got Boeing 737s, we've got Embraers, we've got 748s, and they're all at Palam, and they keep flying with the chiefs, the commander-in-chiefs, and their wives. Therefore, if the Prime Minister's wife was on board INS Virat, it was absolutely legal. It's there.
So
all
how
wives
about the
keep
kids
flying.
And the Italian nationals?
I, can you
no,
name
no, the kids,
Italians?
Of
can
course,
I,
there were.
Can I
wait?
Can you name?
There
because
were.
Because
no, no.
I
there's
not.
How to go across the
job.
But listen, we need to stick on topic, Mamta. You're not
they
responding.
Did go for
how about the kids, Commodore, and
Sarah,
advice?
Give me,
how about both the kids, Commodore, respond to?
You should try to believe an admiral. There'll be records which you should take out because an intelligence report will tell you who came. And there will be an indemnity bond if it is there. But I had a very interesting thing. Since media has brought up, I'm apolitical. I was very upset because an officer I trained was on another channel and he was blasting away that there were foreigners all over the place, crawling all over the place, and they were having a picnic. The picnic was in Bangaram. We are hospitable people. My wife has gone on board and we have looked after everybody. So maybe Virat gave support, but they were not there.
No, but Mamta saying who's given them permission. Let's not debate about the PM's wife or the PM's children. We all agree that is above board.
Let me just finish.
But
he replied me. He replied me because he is political or become political. The use of naval resources during holiday at Bangaram, not on board Virat, by Rajiv in 1987, may be correct legally. Legally.
Yes, it is
but,
legally correct.
But he adds, private party was converted into an official holiday. When the Prime Minister travels to a temple, when he goes to see his mother, he's on 24/7 duty. War, calamity can come up. One man continues. He carries a code with him of the nuclear bomb. It's not the football. Just now, if there's war and we have to use our nuclear, the code is with him. So therefore, there is no difference between holiday and work for a Prime Minister. Hmm. He's the commander.
You're on call 24/7.
So he says,
I want to go across to Javed. No, Javed, I want to bring it focus back to the Prime Minister's interview where he claims he gave advice to the Indian Air Force about how, when, and how to go ahead with the military strikes on that day itself. You know, Omar Abdullah has taken to Twitter. Let's just play that tweet. He seems to be being sarcastic. He's made light of the Prime Minister's claims. But this is not a joking matter, where the PM is giving advice to the Indian Air Force about how to conduct a military operation.
No, I think the Prime Minister and all the BJP spokespersons are hiding one thing. Actually, it was the Prime Minister who flew the aircraft to Balakot. Wo batayenge, bhaiyo behno, main hi jahaz mein tha, maine pilot ko kaha ruk jao, bachpan mein mujhe bahut shauk tha, cloud khelne ka, main chale gaya. Dusra, the second...
We'll come to the audience.
Second point. We have to realize that he's a Prime Minister of the nation and not Tom Cruise in movie Top Gun, that he can make such lightweight statements. He's a Prime Minister of a nation. Number three, you know, BJP is a 3F factory. Fake, feku, farji. They are the master of spreading propaganda news. Madam, I didn't interrupt you. Show me the courtesy. Here is a respected gentleman who we all respect. He is being interrupted. I am being interrupted. I don't know why there is so much of anxiety. Today, Admiral Pasricha has made a statement that there was no holiday. Mr. Rajiv Gandhi was on official duty. I will any day trust the word of the forces rather than Mr. Adityanath or Narendra Modi. Number two, he made a comment that Rajiv ji used the aircraft as a personal taxi. In the recent history, who has used the entire BJP government as a personal taxi is Neera Modi and Mehul Choksi. Let me complete. She's talking about kids. Yes, against myself. At least he didn't take Neera Modi and Mehul Choksi and got pictures clicked in World Economic Forum. That has to be done. One second. You are nationalism. Tell us the name of Admiral Chief. Tell me the name of Admiral Chief. Tell me the name of Admiral Chief. Tell me the name of three chiefs of all forces.
Wait.
Tell me the name without Google. Tell me the name.
अरे wait करो short break.
नाम बताइए.
इंतजार करिए ना please. आप जो जो नेवा चीफ को going to a short break. ममता.
नाम बताइए.
All right. Let's just go for a short break. Nobody can understand what we're going on. Let's take a short break. We'll come back after that on the other side. Welcome back to We the People. We're going to actually shift gears and go across to Delhi, the Delhi polls, and look at Delhi deciding. Unfortunately, the debate on the previous topic was just getting too contentious. Nobody could hear anything. We're going to switch gears and let's see if we can make more sense of this story right now. After weeks of drama, allegations and counter-allegations, the national capital went to the poll today with the incumbent BJP, Delhi's ruling Aam Aadmi Party, and the Congress locked in a tight fight on all seven seats. The Congress is looking to bounce back after ending up at the third spot in the 2014 Lok Sabha elections. Prominent candidates in the sixth phase include senior Congress leader Sheila Dixit, the boxer Vijender, AAP's Atishi taking on the BJP's Gautam Gambhir, both of them making their political debut in the Lok Sabha elections. And joining us now, along with the Mamta and Jayaveer, we have Raghav Chadha of the Aam Aadmi Party and Ramesh Biduri of the BJP, who will also be joining us. So first and foremost, I want to go across to the audience here, because the latest news on this is the fact that Delhi has actually disappointed. The voter turnout today is lower than 2014. It was 64% in 2014. Today it's been about 60%. Let me get reactions from all of you. Reactions on Delhi. Can we just pass the mic around? Who's got the mic? Pass the mic. Go ahead, ma'am. You have the mic. Speak.
Hello. आप सभी को सबसे पहले मेरा नमस्कार. मैं आपसे एक क्वेश्चन पूछना चाहता हूं कि आप जो बोल रहे हैं कि पीएम जो हमारे नरेंद्र मोदी जी हैं वो किसी के ऊपर विश्वास नहीं करते.
दिल्ली इलेक्शंस के बारे में, वोटर टर्नआउट के बारे में हम पूछ रहे हैं. प्लीज अब शिफ्ट गियर्स शिफ्ट कर लो फिर.
आई एम अ फर्स्ट टाइम वोटर. आई वेंट टू माई कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी न्यू दिल्ली, एंड व्हेन आई वेंट टू माई पोलिंग बूथ आई कुड सी द प्रिसाइडिंग ऑफिसर इन स्वेट्स. एट आवर पोलिंग स्टेशन the polling started at around 8:15. I was the sixth voter in line. I had been standing since 7:45 in the morning, and all our family was in distress because they were not given the exact training. The 4-day training which they should have been given was not prominent enough in their work, because they a simple task of just VVPAT training they had to do. They had to roll in so that people could see whom they are voting for. They could not do that. They could not slip in the slips into the machine, VVPAT machine, and it was a ruckus. So I believe that even Election Commission, apart from
the allegations...
So questions
need to be asked of the Election Commission about the smoothness of this exercise. And to be fair, this is the largest democracy in the world. It is not easy to conduct this election, but it is a job that needs to be done. Can any of you respond about the fact that the Delhi voter turnout this time has been disappointing? Yes, last time we had a Modi wave, so of course you've got to factor that in. But a drop from 64 to 60, it's actually 59 point something. That is a huge drop. Do we not, as residents of the capital, have a responsibility?
After that, the consequences. Actually, the youth and people are thinking, let's not vote anybody, because nobody is doing nothing. We are done with the thing. We are like, nobody can do it. Let's don't do anything. And vote has no value.
What
people are hopeless that if BJP will work or Congress, because we have seen the both. We have seen both. Nobody is doing.
Okay, a quick response. Mamta, Jayaveer, Mamta, you first. All parties, especially Prime Minister Modi and the BJP, have been saying that the youth vote is going to be crucial in this election, because we have the largest number of youth. The demographics favor India, that we have such a youth population. But that's not what we're hearing over here.
No, I personally feel is that, the youth has to really take things in hand. आज का जो युवा है बेटा वो कल का नागरिक है. अगर आप लोग इतने डिमोटिवेट हो जाओगे तो कुछ नहीं होने वाला है. इट्स अबाउट गिविंग कास्टिंग योर वोट. दैट्स योर राइट. सो वी ऑल हैव टू वोट एंड सेकेंडली हैव द फेथ इन द सिस्टम.
understand the system and have the faith in the system. And that is what Maniya Modi ji also said, that youth will vote, we will change how we've been working, we are going to change the wrongdoings of the past, and we are going to become from developing to developed nation.
I think Mamata has so a point. You're only 18. It's a bit rich to say you're disillusioned now. Yeah. Surely you're 18.
Yes, your point, you said that have a faith in democracy and take this charge in your hands. But my that's a simple question. What did Sakshi Maharaj mean when he says that 2019 election is the last election? What did Amit Shah mean when he says that vote us, make us win this election, and we will continue in path by the 2050. Now, if these kinds of statements are coming from these great leaders, then how should we have faith in a democracy? How should
Javir, low turnout actually is disadvantage to the BJP.
No, I think, sans the political hat I wear, one thing, I'm not an astrologer. What low voter or high voter turnout will mean to Congress or BJP, I don't want to dwell into that speculation. But Sara, if you see Bombay, and if you see, irrespective which phase, which year the election, Bombay has always voted low. It's sad that Delhi started walking the same path. But to answer my first time voters question, and congratulations to them, if you see the rural area voting pattern, if you go to Uttar Pradesh, if you go to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, if you go to Punjab, if you go to South India, the voter turnout is much, much higher. So we need to ask ourselves, as youth, are we going to remain a social media warrior limited to 40 characters, Twitter, correct, YouTube, Facebook, or we should go ahead and vote?
Someone else, pass the mic on. No, I think Javir and Mamata are making a very crucial point. My colleague Saurav on NDTV India filed this very distressing report where he showed migrant laborers from Delhi going back, standing in the bathroom, on an overnight train, just so that they can go and file their vote. So surely for urban Indians, young Indians who are on Instagram and social media to say we're disillusioned by politics, so you know, it just doesn't match up. Do we have Raghav Chadda? Do we have Ramesh Bidhuri? All right, Raghav, I want to go across both to you first and Ramesh Bidhuri. It is judgment day finally now. It's going to look at whether no alliance, the fact that AAP and the Congress were unable to stitch together an alliance means advantage BJP. Do we have Raghav? Ramesh Bidhuri? Could you take that question? Ramesh ji? Low voter turnout, much lower than last time when there was a Modi wave, but it's advantage BJP because AAP or Congress were not able to stitch up an alliance.
नहीं नहीं इस बार भी उसी प्रकार से मोदी जी की वेव है ये कहने के लिए दिल को तसल्ली लोग देते रहे जो 2014 में भी थी मोदी जी के 5 साल के काम को देखने के बाद 2019 में भी उसी प्रकार की वेव दिल्ली में और देश में है मोदी जी की तो ये जो 2019 का चुनाव हुआ है इसमें अगर इनका अलायंस हो जाता मैंने हिंदी वाले चैनल पे भी बोला है तो उससे ज्यादा बीजेपी को और लाभ होता जी
Okay, but since 2014, sir, 2015, mein AAP has won 67 out of 70 assembly seats. 2014 ke baad assembly elections hui thi Delhi mein.
2015 mein ek sadhyantra ke. I'm telling you, 2015 mein jab assembly election hua tha, tab wo Delhi ka election tha. और लोगों को एक उम्मीद जगी थी कि भी कोई तीसरी शीला दीक्षित भ्रष्टाचार का पर्याय 15 साल की कांग्रेस की सरकार थी तो इनको अजमा के देख लेते हैं एज ए एक्सपेरिमेंटल लोगों ने केजरीवाल को 2014 में मैंडेट दिया और मैंडेट बिल्कुल थंबिंग मेजोरिटी के साथ में दिया था बट ही कुड नॉट डू एनीथिंग जी और उसके कारण लोगों ने इनको नकार दिया निगम में इनको हराया दिल्ली यूनिवर्सिटी के चुनाव में इनको हराया और अब इनको अपनी हार दिखाई दे रही थी तभी ये कांग्रेस के अलायंस पे जा रहे थे तो जो लोग कांग्रेस को भ्रष्टाचारी बताकर सत्ता में भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ आए थे वो उसी कांग्रेस के साथ जाना चाह रहे थे तो 2015 में भी इन्होंने मोदी के खिलाफ चुनाव नहीं लड़ा था इन्होंने चुनाव लड़ा था कांग्रेस के भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ बीजेपी के नेताओं पर भ्रष्टाचार के आरोप लगाए, कांग्रेस के नेताओं पर भी। और बात है, बाद में केजरीवाल ने माफी मांगी सबसे अलग अलग जाने के बाद अपनी मुख्यमंत्री की सीट बचाने के लिए।
लेट्स ट्राई राघव चड्ढा अगेन। राघव, आई एम गेटिंग अ सेंस ऑफ डेजा वू। वी हैव गॉन बैक टू 2014 व्हेन द बीजेपी इज सेइंग दैट द कांग्रेस एंड द आम आदमी पार्टी वर हैंड्स इन you know in cahoots working together, but you were unable to stitch an alliance, and that is going to mean advantage BJP.
Well, not in Delhi. Look, we were of the idea that in order to defeat the BJP, in order to get rid of Mr. Modi and Amit Shah, the anti-democratic duo, it is important that the anti-BJP vote does not get split. And in order to ensure that, we should put up only one candidate of the opposition against the BJP's candidate. That conversation didn't go a long way. I have reasons to believe, I have evidence to prove that the Congress was simply not interested in stitching an alliance. And I would go to the extent of saying that the Congress were not even serious about defeating Mr. Modi and Mr. Amit Shah. And therefore, the Aam Aadmi Party went solo. But you must, in this, at the same time, also refresh, jog your memory, and rewind to 2013, when Aam Aadmi Party fought its first election. We fought the first assembly election in 2013. We fought the Lok Sabha election in 2014. We fought the Vidhan Sabha election in 2015 and the MCD election in 2017. In all these four elections that the Aam Aadmi Party has fought in its lifetime in Delhi, the Congress has always and always come a distant third, and 90% of Congress's candidates lost their deposits. So therefore, Congress is essentially an irrelevant force as far as politics of Delhi is concerned. But what Congress is trying to do across the country is very dangerous. On one hand, they say that, look, we're serious about defeating Mr. Modi, we're serious about protecting the idea of India, so on and so forth. But look what these guys are doing. In UP, the Congress is fighting the SP-BSP alliance, which is in a strong position to defeat the BJP. And thereby, by fighting against the SP-BSP alliance, they're ensuring that the anti-BJP vote gets split. Similarly, in Bengal, where Mamata Banerjee is defeating the BJP, the Congress is fighting on all seats and essentially splitting the anti-BJP vote and thereby benefiting the BJP. They're doing the same thing in Odisha, where Biju Janata Dal is fighting against the BJP. Biju Janata Dal is a formidable challenger, is defeating the BJP. They're fighting on all seats, going solo, dividing the anti-BJP vote. And they're doing something similar in Delhi, where they're fighting on all seven seats and trying to split the anti-BJP vote. But I personally feel that that would not happen, because people of Delhi in the last four elections have seen that Congress always comes third. 90% of Congress's candidates always lose their deposits, and therefore, voting for Congress essentially means wasting your vote, and nobody wants to waste one's vote. I think that is very clear. So therefore, it's a straight fight in Delhi between the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party. I have reasons to believe that the Aam Aadmi Party has an upper hand. I myself fought this election. I was a contestant from South Delhi Lok Sabha constituency. I ran a campaign for almost 1 year. It finally concluded, and I wish, hope and pray that the people of South Delhi do give me an opportunity to serve them come 23rd of May.
All right, Javed, respond.
Well, see, Raghav has all the right. The Constitution of India does not ban daydreaming, so he can daydream whatever he wants. Now, in the same breath, he says Congress is an irrelevant force. Congress is nothing. They will lose deposit. And equally, Mr. Kejriwal and the entire Aam Aadmi Party brigade reflected a desperation to stitch up an alliance. I'm not politically immature. I'm not going to make a loose statement. We never had a chemistry with AAP. We were trying to come together in a mathematical equation. But there is a line
anything
between...
Anything but Modi is what you there are is
a line.
Was.
There is a line between need and greed. If you have lost maximum in Punjab, you have had a defeating... Can I complete? In Punjab, you want a lion's share in Punjab, you want a lion's share in Haryana. I like his optimism equally. They are barely contesting on 30 or odd 32 seats and giving an advice to a party which is contesting on a 417 seats. See, Aam Aadmi Party is going to be the classic case na idhar ke, na udhar ke. We are very confident. Congress is all set to bounce back in Delhi because we are fighting a mechanism, the umbrella of UPA. Umbrella of UPA will defeat the weak-footed NDA, and that fight today is between NDA and UPA. And Aam Aadmi Party is merely a flat, punctured stupani. I don't know from where he gets it confidence, but best of luck to him.
Okay, I want to bring in the audience here 1 second about one issue. Raghav, congratulations on getting a ticket. Candidates like you and Atishi really raise the hopes of the electorate, because there are people like you who've been working, like you said, your campaign has lasted for a year. On the other hand, you have candidates from across parties, not just the BJP or the Congress, who have fielded sports stars, for example, with ready-made popularity, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody may be up for a new innings, but they've all been fielded 1 week, 2 weeks before the election. Is the voter to blame then if you vote for these candidates?
Actually, ma'am, what I think is that the years of 2014 or 15 were the years of hope for the citizens of this nation, because after the Anna Hazare movement or after the Modi wave which was there in 2014, the citizens and the youth of this country saw those elections and people actually started showing interest in Indian politics. But after that, we saw that the Aam Aadmi Party, which initially started off as a movement which was called the India Against Corruption movement,
yes,
that party is now involved. The ministers of that party are blaming the chief minister of taking bribe from contractors and giving tickets to the candidates who give 6 crore rupees from West Delhi, and giving Rajya Sabha tickets on 50 crore, sidelining one of the founding members of the party, Mr. Kumar Vishwas. So that is very disheartening for the youth of this country, because the party which talked about a different kind of politics, that is something very disheartening for a first-time voter.
Raghav, will you admit that coming on the eve of the Delhi elections, Aam Aadmi Party? These allegations of a candidate being given a ticket for 6 crores.
Can I make a small off-the-comment statement?
One second, Commodore. Let me just go across to Raghav, since he's not here.
Sara, again, if you rewind to 2013. And from 2013 to 2019, Aam Aadmi Party has fought 5 big elections. And on all those occasions, right before the election, few nights, few evenings before the elections, something similar comes out. Sometimes it's a wild allegation. On some occasions, it's a sting operation, which is after that, subsequently to the election, is called fabricated. Every time such a controversy is very, very nicely crafted and executed with clinical precision. I think we've gotten used to it. The voters have gotten used to it. They don't buy this, crap that the other political parties try to sell. I think elections are fought on the vision of the leader, on what we have to offer and what we've done in the last 4 years in Delhi. And when you juxtapose that with the performance of the local MP as well as the performance of Mr. Modi's government, I think all these factors put together weigh in on the minds of the voters, and not these ridiculous, outlandish, obnoxious allegations. And I think commenting on these allegations is below my dignity.
Okay, and I agree and disagree with you on one issue. I think what you mentioned is very important. You see these allegations come up. You see this horrible, disgusting pamphlet that's come up about Aatishi. The question is, elections are going to come, elections are going to go, and we're going to move on. We're never going to investigate who was actually behind this. And the bar keeps going lower and lower. You say the electorate, the voter, doesn't buy this. I think this is extremely dangerous. Commodore, come in over here. You've seen many elections. This young man over here talked about hope in 2014. It was a campaign based on hope. Now it's become a campaign based on Rahul Gandhi says PM has personal hate against me, and there's Chaukidar Chor hai, personal hate. What happened to the issue of hope? Mamta, you're nodding, but you don't hear development, you don't hear of Achhe Din, you don't hear of any of the manifestos, you only hear about these other issues.
Well, when you see,
Raghav, one second, let me go across to Commodore. I have Commodore Ranjit Roy here, and then I'll come across to you.
I think, Sarah, you've raised the basic question. Partly this girl answered that, she has lost hope, that none of us, come on, India is a greater country than that. It should be hope for you. But I agree with you. The hope comes from the leaders. If they are talking allegations, not telling me development, or using obscene language. And finally, since I'm on this program, my service people will tell me, kya baat kiya? If you are so confident, and AAP is so confident, why are you bringing the armed forces into it? Why are you bringing Virat into it? It is legally correct what happened. But somebody says, by moral standards, you should not have had a picnic. Come on, I'm in the armed forces. I enjoy life. If you came on my ship, I salute a lady. I give you a samosa. I look after you. Hospitality of Indian Navy is known around the world. So if you are also confident, one, please let the leaders
give her. As Mamata points out, the issue is not with the hospitality served by the Navy. She's asking who gave the permission. But I want to go back to
the
correct, but yes. I want to go back to the fact that both all parties are bringing.
They were the
bringing
there, and they have
one
said
second.
This.
One second, they were in Bangaram. I don't want to go back to that. I want to go back to the fact that the youth are being targeted. The youth are, you know, being drawn in by these candidates who are sports stars and film stars. Raghav says the youth, the audience, the voters are not going to fall for this. Anyone else who wants to come in then, because then the fault lies with the electorate. We get the politicians we elect or don't elect. If you're saying, you know, we'll vote according to our parents or nota or whatever. Anyone else wants to respond? Please pass the mic on. Anyone new? Delhi elections pay? Anyone? Go ahead, ma'am. I could give you your mic.
मैम मैं यही जानना चाहती हूँ कि हमारी साउथ दिल्ली में जैसे जो भी हमारे जो स्लिप्स होती है वोटिंग की वो हमें एंड टू टाइम मिलती है. अगर लिस्ट में हमारा नाम नहीं होता तो हम वोटिंग नहीं कर पाते. साउथ दिल्ली में आज बहुत कम वोटिंग हुई है. उसका रीज़न यही था कि लोगों के लिस्ट में नाम नहीं थे. तो मैम यही जो सिचुएशन होती है वो क्यों इसलिए मैम ये सब अरेंजमेंट पहले होना चाहिए ना.
ओके दैट्स वन ऑफ द कंप्लेंट्स.
हाँ मैम एक्चुअली अक्सर कई बार होता है. मैं खुद आज वो पोलिंग एजेंट में बैठा हुआ था. मैंने खुद देखा था कि मतलब कई ऐसे वोटर्स होते हैं जिनका मतलब जो है वोटिंग लिस्ट में नाम नहीं होता है, लेकिन इन्होंने एक ऐप्स भी निकाला हुआ था, मतलब जो है सांसद ऐप्स. तो उसमें क्या होता है कि उनमें आप अपने वोटर की जो पहचान पत्र है, जो आपका वोटर आई कार्ड है, इलेक्शन आई कार्ड है, आप उसका जो नंबर है आप उसमें करते हैं, तो आपका उसमें नाम, आपका पोलिंग बूथ नंबर और कहाँ पे आपको पोलिंग करना है वो सब चीज़ें दिखा देते हैं. लेकिन एक्चुअली का इसका पूरी तरह से नहीं, हर किसी को ये नॉलेज नहीं दिया गया.
correct.
इसकी विषय में मतलब जो है ये होना चाहिए कि इसका पहले से ही मतलब जो है इसकी एडवर्टाइजमेंट होनी चाहिए.
वोटर्स आर अनअवेयर, वोटर्स आर अनएजुकेटेड, समथिंग नीड्स टू बी डन अबाउट दैट. ओके द
एम्फेसिस आई थिंक इज मोर ऑन पीपल्स गो एंड वोट. आई थिंक द एम्फेसिस नीड टू बी मोर ऑन द प्रोसीजरल अवेयरनेस and the familiarity with the process. I think that's a positive suggestion which we should
Okay, take. I'm going to end with Raghav, Mamata and Jayveer. Quick response to the fact that there's no hope in this election. It seems to be all about hate. Mamata, first you.
Okay, so I would like to talk, since we are talking about Delhi, so I would like to talk about, firstly, about Aam Aadmi Party. Aam Aadmi Party is nothing but a jhootka pulinda. They had made some tall claims in 2015 and had said that we will change Delhi and, you know, you will see a new Delhi, developed Delhi, and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened till date. They had said, jahan jhuggi, wahan makan. I really need to see at least one makan in place of jhuggi. They said, we will create jobs, 8,000 jobs, there are no jobs. They had said that we are going to talk about women's security. This did not happen. Now we come to Congress Party. Congress Party ruled Delhi for 15 years. And when today when they talk about women's security, I really want to ask Sheila Dikshit ji, when she was the chief minister of Delhi, one journalist was shot dead. Sarah, Soumya Ranganathan. And when journalists, the media went to Sheila Dikshit to ask as to what are you doing about women's security? This is how the girls are being killed, the women, working women are being killed. She said, sorry, main isme kuch nahi kar sakti. Or my suggestion to all working women is, please, 9 baje apne ghar chale jao.
I think, you know, it's always a debate. Do having women in politics
work? There was no development in Delhi. And just now, Mamata, she spoke about the Nirbhaya rape case also.
One second.
Yes, lady, have the patience to hear. I am talking about women security. Young girl, she spoke about the Nirbhaya gang rape also, that it was blown out of the
proportion.
Mamata, being a woman, do you think
that happened? Mamata, please, I need to. Mamata, we're going to wind up the show. One second. I want to go. I think we can all have a debate about what difference does it make to actually have women in politics. That is a separate debate. I want to go across to Raghav now. Raghav, quick response to what Mamata said about AAP and then Jayveer. Raghav?
Well, I don't think I wish to dignify the previous speaker's comments about AAP with the response. I think anybody who doubts the performance of the Aam Aadmi Party over the last 4 years can read the 70-point manifesto that we had put out right before our elections and compare. I believe we have fulfilled almost 67 to 68 of those 70 big promises that we made to the people of Delhi. the remaining two or three will also get fulfilled in the next 8 months of our first full term. And therefore, I think even our adversaries, political adversaries who hate us, who have pathological hatred towards the Aam Aadmi Party, also say that these bunch of people have done some extraordinary good work when it comes to education, when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to electricity, when it comes to water. So I think I don't need certificates from the likes of the previous speaker. I don't know her political affiliation. I don't know who she is.
With the BJP.
But whoever she is. As far as the larger point of having celebrities and the grounds for voting are concerned, I feel and I believe that celebrities do attract crowds. There's no doubt in the fact that whenever you have maybe a Gautam Gambhir or a Vijinder Singh walking on the streets, people would want to click selfies with them. But those selfies do not translate into votes.
Okay.
Voting is serious business. It is not like clicking a selfie. You're electing a leader who will serve the area, who will serve the people of that area, who will raise your voice effectively in parliament,
okay,
who needs to understand the issues. Now, whenever Mr. Vijinder Singh of the Congress Party used to travel in my area, people used to walk up to him to shake his hands or click selfies. But when you ask Mr. Vijinder Singh as to, does he even know the names of the 10 big assembly segments,
okay,
that comprise the South Delhi parliamentary constituency, he could not even answer that simple question.
All right, and
so
more importantly, Sunny Deol
didn't
even know what the strikes were, the Balakot strikes were, as he did, was caught off guard in an interview
days.
With my colleague Neeta Sharma. Javi, last word to you. I want to go back to this, you know, the hate that we're seeing on this campaign. Many in the BJP say that this is started by the fact, Nitin Gadkari told us in an exclusive interview, that this is a reaction and counter-reaction, that is PM Modi bringing up Rajiv Gandhi is a counter-reaction to the Congress saying Chaukidar Chor hai. It has to start somewhere and has to stop somewhere.
This is an NDTV report, 18th April 2018, which the spike in hate speech is 500% under
Correct.
The Modi rule. 90% attributed to the BJP. You scanned 1300 different articles. In 2009, these cases were 21, and Congress was attached only in 16%. Now you have a BJP which is attached 90%. Here is the report. I can give you a copy. Second,
well, okay, it
one second.
I
let me complete.
Out of time.
Second,
out of time.
Second,
out of time.
One second.
Out of time.
Second, very rich. Ma'am, I don't interrupt you. This is not another channel.
Oh my God. We the people, we believe it's important to speak up, but it's also important to listen. And I think going by the
this is not a
wider discussion, it's no wonder that. You said that they have no interest and they're disillusioned with politics. That's it on We the People. Thank you so much for joining us. We won't be back next week, but we'll see you after that. Thank you so much.